Good morning, church. My name is William Green. I'm the executive pastor of congregational care here at First United Methodist Church and the preaching pastor for this service. As you can see, our CFX band has been expanded today to include some extras. And I'm going to let Brent introduce some of these extras to you because we're really grateful that they are a part of our worship service today. Brent, if you could introduce those who have joined CFX today as special musicians.
Well, our entire string section was Elmer Gibson. And over on this side, we were very glad to have Lori Barmer playing flute and Natalie Blumke. I don't know where. Angela Blumke on clarinet.
Very good. And we're very grateful to have the New Spirit Youth Choir that will be singing for us a little bit later in the program. We're so glad that you're here, especially if you're a guest. Polly and I will be at the door with the exit sign above. We'd love to greet you and meet you personally. We welcome you to this place of worship. I'd like to say that we have a lot going on today. We'll lead you and guide you through the whole service, but the most important thing is we're here to worship God. And worship really is the thanks that can't be stopped. It is our response to the God who first loved us. We have a special celebration towards the end of our service to honor someone very special in our congregation for he and his family, for the ministry they've provided in Southeast Raleigh, and the ministry that we now all share in as a church, but in particular as the celebration worship service itself. And we'll celebrate the birthday of Otis Hardy towards the end of the service. And so we welcome you. I'd like to say just a couple of quick special welcomes. We have the Executive Director of Disciple Bible Outreach Ministry here with us today, and that is the Reverend Dr. Mark Hicks, a friend of mine. Mark, if you'd just stand up briefly. This is Mark Hicks. Mark was the associate pastor at Mount Pisgah United Methodist Church near Greensboro. They had a Disciple Bible study that went to the local prison. They had no idea how God would bless and use that, but out of that has come a nationwide ministry now of taking disciple into the prisons. Mark has become the executive director of that, and we're so proud that our church is involved in that as well. I'd also like to introduce a special friend of mine. Many of you already know this person, and we welcome back to our church Mr. Alex Poe. Alex, if you'd stand up, give Alex a little hand clap. I'll introduce members of Otis's family a little bit later on in the service. But at this time, I'd like for you to listen to a few of the announcements that Polly will share with you. A lot's going on. It's all important. But Polly, if you'd come up, sweetheart, and share a few that you'd like to lift up at this time.
Thinking about Zephaniah this morning, it says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save." And that's what we're celebrating today is God Emmanuel, God with us. Here's a couple quick announcements. Please pick up your copy of The Connection. It came out this week. There's a lot of stories about all the ministries in our church and things going on. Please pick that up. I'd just like to lift up a couple. There's a Moravian Love Feast being hosted by the youth tonight at 7 o'clock in the sanctuary. Please join them for that special service that they will present. The shopping cart over here, we have it every week, and it's for Southeast Raleigh, Otis's ministry to Southeast Raleigh. We take donations. There's a list in your bulletin of items that are distributed as the hands and feet of Christ, and we're going to hear more about that ministry today. Also, the ministry born out of Southeast Raleigh is Bridge the Gap. There are envelopes on our information table. If you would like to make a special donation to Bridge the Gap Ministries, please pick up an envelope, and there'll be instructions in there, and it will bless people in Southeast Raleigh. Thank you so much for being here, and we just can't wait to see what God is going to do in this service and in all the days leading up to the birth of Christ.
At this time, I'd like to invite the children to help with the lighting of the Advent candles this morning. So I'd like to invite you to come forward at this time, all you children. Come up here to the stage, and you may be seated right in front of me. We'll actually have a liturgy for the lighting of the Advent candles that I'm going to invite all of you to participate in. But before we turn to that liturgy that we'll all participate in as we light the third candle of Advent, I want to share with you a little bit about the meaning of an Advent wreath and the purpose of it. As you can see, we have a wreath up here with four candles around the circle and a white one in the middle. There are four Sundays in the season of Advent. The season of Advent is the time that we look forward to the coming of Jesus. The first Sunday of Advent, we lit this candle. The second Sunday, we lit this one. Today, we will light this one. Now, this is a different color. What color is this one?
Pink.
Pink. The color of Advent is purple. The purple is a color of preparation, royalty. But pink is the color of joy. And on the third Sunday of Advent, our special emphasis is on the joy of the coming of Christ. It's the joy that Mary had when it was announced to her that she would give birth to Jesus, the Savior. It's rejoicing. And that's what we're going to do today as we light this special candle. Now, on the fourth Sunday, next Sunday, we'll light this one. Now, this white candle, what do you think it represents? What do you think it represents?
Jesus' birth.
Jesus' birth. Exactly. And we light this candle on Christmas Eve or on Christmas. Now, we have the four Sundays of Advent. We have the Christ candle. We have the greenery around here. And, you know, in the wintertime, you look around and you see trees and the leaves are gone. But there are certain trees that still have green on them. And this greenery here represents that which is everlasting. And that's the love of God. And so this Advent wreath kind of tells the story of the good news. In that God loves us and he sent his son as the visible sign of his love. That his love is eternal, a circle is eternal, and we have everlasting life symbolized through the greenery here. And then, of course, light is so very special, isn't it? Light symbolizes to us hope, presence, warmth, love, and so many happy occasions when we light a candle. So today, I'm wondering who might help us to light the first candle. Had to be someone a little bit taller. Okay, how about you? How tall are you? Are you 6 feet yet? No, not quite. Oh, almost. Over here. Okay. All right, let's turn to our Advent liturgy. And we already have our helper here. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now, the first Advent candle is this one right here. If you could... Yeah, you'll light that one right there. Just the first one. Okay, you ready? That's the first candle of Advent. Thank you. You may be seated. All right. And again, I will say rejoice. Now, who would like to help light the second candle? Okay, we need a young woman. How about this young woman right here? Come on up. Okay. This is the second candle. Help me to light the second candle of Advent. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, you may be seated. Now we're ready. We're getting ready for the third candle. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus is near. Despite the busyness, the pressure, and the assault of our senses that so often passes for Christmas, we have the promise of Scripture that Jesus is near. When the shopping drains us physically and the spending drains us financially, when we forget which party we're supposed to attend on which day, when we think we can't stand to hear rocking around the Christmas tree one more time, then we will remember to rejoice. Again, rejoice. And we will light a candle to help us remember that Jesus is near. The peace of God will keep us in Christ Jesus. We're ready to light the third one. Matthew, how about you? Okay. Do you know how to do this? Okay, all right, here you go. Wonderful. Thank you. And in our liturgy, we were invited to rejoice. And that's what we're doing today in worship. And that's why this candle is a different color. It's pink. To remind us of the rejoicing that Mary had when it was announced that she would be the mother of Jesus. Now, we got how many more candles left?
Two.
Yep, we got two. We got one for the next Sunday of Advent and then one for the Christ child. How many of y'all find it very hard to wait for Christmas? Very, very, very hard. Well, you're going to have to wait some more. Now, there are things we can do when we wait. We can keep awake and look for the signs of Jesus' coming. We can serve Him while we're waiting. We can praise Him while we're waiting. We can love others while we're waiting. We can actually do some things while we're waiting. You'll be surprised how quickly Christmas will come around when you get older. It just seems like it comes around and comes around. And so I'm really thankful that we have the gift of time called Advent to slow things down and just simply wait for His coming. Thank you for helping me today with the Advent candles. Let us pray. Gracious God, it is hard to wait for these children. Sometimes it's hard for us to wait when we're anxious about things. But Your Word says for us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known to You. And the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, during these times of waiting, we do cast all our cares upon You, knowing You care for us. Help us to help these children understand what it truly means to wait upon You, to look forward to Your coming, and to celebrate it. And thank You for their families. Thank You for this time together at this Advent wreath to learn more about Your love for us. Dear Heavenly Father, bless these children and their families, we pray this day. Amen. You may return to your chairs at this time. We come now to a time of prayer. Prayers of the people. And I direct your attention to the screen. In our time of waiting, we pray for ourselves and the needs of others. Together, let us pray for our Advent celebration, that it would be a time of reflection on the coming of Christ, and that it would be filled with prayer, repentance, and love for God and neighbor. Lord, hear our prayer. For the people of this land and all nations, that we may be guided in the ways of justice and peace, that we would honor one another and serve the common good, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all the sick and suffering, the homeless, the unemployed, those suffering from addictions, and anyone in any kind of distress, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For those whose lives are closely linked with ours, that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as Christ loves us, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For those whose hope is scarce and find it difficult to believe that with You all things are possible, that sins can be forgiven, shame cleansed, hurts healed, and sorrow transformed into joy, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our own needs and intentions that we now recall in our hearts, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We thank You that You hear our prayers and come to us in our time of need. We thank You for the grace that You give us this day to trust You more, to rest in Your presence, and to rejoice in the hope that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time, I'd like to introduce a very special group to you of young people and for those who work with them, the New Spirit Youth Choir. Each year they go on tour, and they go on tour to sing in other churches. But it's not just about the singing. It's also about being present with people, being the body of Christ to people, and seeing how God might use them in whatever way. This past year, this group went to Charleston, South Carolina. They had no idea what would be going on in Charleston during this particular time. But they were used by God to be a sign of people's care from all over the country. And our church has been closely connected to the community down there in Charleston, South Carolina, through these young people who offered their love on our behalf. We're so glad of those who lead and work with them, for the musicians, especially for Brent Hubble, who leads, guides, and directs the New Spirit Youth Choir. During this time, we will receive an offering. I had left that out of the service, and I was reminded that's the cardinal sin of preachers to leave an offering out.
So especially after telling them to leave an extra five.
That's right, an extra five. That's right. Everybody right now who can hear me, put an extra five in. So we want to welcome the New Spirit Youth Choir and thank you for your ministry amongst us.